Reading from Startide Rising by David Brin, Chapter 32, Galactics. The battle had moved away from this region of space. The Tandu fleet had once again survived. The Pthaka faction had joined with the Thenanin and Gubru, and the lot of the Soro remained dangerous. The Brothers of the Night had been almost destroyed. The Acceptor perched in the center of its web and peeled back its shields in careful stages, as it had been trained to do. It had taken the Tandu masters millennia to teach its race to use mind shields at all, so loath were they to let anything pass unwitnessed. As the barriers fell, the Acceptor eagerly probed nearby space, caressing clouds of vapor and drifting wreckage. It lightly skirted over untriggered psi traps and fields of unresolved probability. Battles were lovely to look at, but they were also dangerous. Recognition of danger was another thing the Tandu had force-fed them in secret. The Acceptor's species didn't take it very seriously. Could something that actually happened ever be bad? The Episiarch felt that way, and look how crazy it was. The Acceptor noticed something it would normally have overlooked if it had been free to esper-touch the ships, planets, and missiles. It would have been too distracted to detect such a subtle nuance, thoughts of a single, disciplined mind. Delighted, the Acceptor realized the sender was a Synthian. There was a Synthian here, and it was trying to communicate with the Earthlings. It was an anomaly, and therefore beautiful. The Acceptor had never witnessed a daring Synthian before. Neither were Synthians famed for their psychic skill, but this one was doing a creditable job of threading through the myriad psi detectors all sides had spread through nearby space. The feat was marvelous for its unexpectedness, one more proof of the superiority of objective reality over the subjective, in spite of the ravings of the Episiarch. Surprise was the essence of life. The Acceptor knew it would be punished if it spent much longer marveling at this event instead of reporting it. That, too, was a source of wonder, this punishment by which the Tandu were able to make the Acceptor's people choose one path over another. For 40,000 years, it had amazed them. Someday they might do something about it, but there was no hurry. By that day they might be patrons themselves. Another mere 60,000 years would be an easy wait. The signal from the Synthian spy faded. Apparently, the fury of the battle was driving her farther from Gethsemane. The Acceptor cast about, regretting the loss slightly, but now the glory of battle opened before it. Eager for the wealth of stimulus that awaited it, the Acceptor decided to report on the Synthian later, if it remembered.